scripture is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 25, and chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. So keep your Bibles open. Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 25. Husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instructions of the Lord. We thank God that we have Pastor God among us today to deliver God's message. The title of the message is The 10 Fatherhood Commandments. Pastor Scott, please.
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐.
Happy Father's Day. We'll try one more time. Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐.
This for now, yeah. Little technical, we have AC problems, we've got mic problems, but the Lord's still good, amen? Yeah. Amen. All right. Both Joe Ryan and I have big voices, so we'll be all right. We can both shout. All right. Well, happy Father's Day. And, I'm honored to have my father-in-law here today. He flew in just for this sermon. Not really. And today, we're going to call this, you've heard of Moses' Ten Commandments. Well, today I've come up, this is Scott's Ten Fatherhood Commandments. And I'll try to make this a little shorter. I know we're hot. I know the airplane's running, so we'll try to keep this a little short. And what I'm going to do, I'll just read in English. I'm going to read the whole passage starting in Ephesians, and I'll just read it in English for time's sake. So I'm going to start in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives, we should submit in everything to husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Now, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
刚才, Pastor Scott 是从, 以弗所书的五章二十二节一直念到六章四节，请大家翻开中文圣经自己看。
Now, this passage focuses mostly on the husband and wife relationship, but really it's talking about the husband as head of the house.
这段经节虽然是谈到夫妻之间的关系，但是最主要是确定了丈夫就是父亲是一家之主的这个观念。
Now, Pastor John Piper, he has a very good definition of what it means to be the head of the house.
约翰派伯牧师呢，他讲到说，这段经文有一个很重要的观念，就是男人是一家之主。
The head of the house, the man, is supposed to provide for and protect his family.
一家之主，男人身为一家之主，这个父亲必须要提供这个家庭的所需要，并且要保护他们。
And that's on the screen, both spiritually and physically.
不光只是在物质上面，更是在属灵上面。
Jamie, you can flash that up there on the slide there. So biblical male headship, there it is again. Let me read it one more time. Leadership as seen in two primary ways for men, provision and protection, both spiritually and physically.
男人领导的身份呢，不光只是在提供跟保护，而且是在灵性上面跟物质上面同样要做到这样提供跟保护的职责。
So I'd like this to be the main sort of thesis for the rest of the sermon. This is the guiding thought for the rest of the sermon.
这是今天讲到的主题。
And if you're not a father,
你如果不是一个父亲的话,
if you're not a man,
你不是男人,
if you're just a child,
只是一个小孩,
if you don't have any kids,
你只是一个小孩, 还没有长大,
these have a lot of application to you, so don't fall asleep.
还是有用的, 你不要睡着。
All right, so commandment number one, fathers lead in parenting.
首先第一戒就是必须在教养儿女上面做领导的身份。
Fathers, train up your children in the Lord.
父亲要训练儿女在主里面。
And that doesn't mean just quoting Bible verses at them.
光只是你要引用圣经的章节。
You want your children to see all of life, as under God's ownership.
你希望训练他们能够从神的眼光来看世界上所有的事情。
Now, obviously, when your children are young, like some of you, they're little sinners. We know that.
很明显的，很多小孩子还年轻的时候，他们都是小的罪人。
So fathers, if you have young children now, you need to show them the law of God, what is right and what is wrong.
所以父亲们，你们必须让你的小孩知道，根据神的律法，哪些是正确的，哪些是错误的。
I need to simply say, Sadie, slapping Elijah in the face is simply wrong.
Pastor Scott 必须要跟他女儿说，打你哥哥是不对的。
And Sadie?And Elijah jumping on Sadie's head is not what God's desire is for you.
要跟他儿子说，你不可以用压在你妹妹的头上。
At that little age, you just simply have to teach them this is right, this is wrong.
在他们那个年纪，你必须要告诉他们什么是对的，什么是错的。
And if you do that, Sadie, you will lose your Elsa doll the rest of the day.
他告诉那个妹妹说，你如果不听话的话，你将今天没有办法跟你的最喜欢的洋娃娃一起玩。
Children are born in sin, that's no surprise.
所有的小孩生下来，他们就知道怎么犯罪。
In fact, we have some news to tell you. Christina and I have a third one on the way.
Oh, Pastor Scott 跟师母他们将要第三个小孩即将要诞生。
We don't know the gender yet, but it's going to be a sinner.
当然不晓得是男是女，但是他们可以确定的，一定是一个罪人。
So that child needs to be taught truth, right and wrong.
所以他当他生下来之后，他也是必须要接受什么是对，什么是错的，这样一个分别是非的教导。
But as a child grows older, parents, we need to tell them also the why behind we discipline. Why do we discipline?
当小孩子长大之后，你必须要让他们知道教训、教导、管教的原因是什么。
We want to point them to God.
你要让指向，向他们指向，向他指向耶稣。
God's holiness.
神的圣洁。
And how we all fall short of God's holiness, and we need a Savior.
我们不能够完成这样的圣洁，所以我们需要一个救主。
So, daddies, how do we grow in our parenting?
所以父亲们，我们要怎么样子能够在教养儿女上面成长呢？
Read the Bible and pray.
我们要读圣经，我们要祷告。
And parents, take the initiative to read good Christian parenting books.
父母亲，我们都要花时间来读有关于教养儿女的基督教书籍。
And also, parents, dad, when you parent.Don't exasperate your children.
而且当父亲在教导儿女的时候，不要让他们惹气，不要让他们与你为敌。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 21 says, Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged.
哥罗西书三章二十一节说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
Don't burden your child with unrealistic expectations.
不要让你的小孩子因为你的期望而有了很大的负担。
But all discipline is to lead them to Christ.
所有的负担，所有的教导都是要领他们带，领他们前，到耶稣面前。
All right, commandment number two is lead, dads lead in discipleship.
第二诫就是父亲应该成为门徒训练的领导。
Just as Ephesians chapter 5 tells the husband to treat his wife as his own body, so we too are to treat our children in that manner.
在以弗所书五章里面告诉我们，丈夫应该与妻子合为一体，但是我们也要这样子同样的来对待我们的家人。
We need to care for our family as we would care for our own selves, both spiritually and physically.
我们要照顾我们的家人，就像我们照顾自己一样。在灵性上，也在物质上。
Fathers, we need to take the lead for our families in prayer, in family devotions, church attendance, and bringing Christ into all of life.
我们要在读经、祷告、在教会啊、参与教会的事工上面，我们都要成为小儿女的榜样。
And Jesus calls us to make disciples.
而且耶稣教导我们要啊、带领门徒。
And dads, your children need to see you investing in other men outside the family.
你的儿女也要看到所有的父亲们，你要花时间在家庭以外，也会有这样子带领门徒的这样子的一个活动。
Whether it's being a mentor to more immature brothers in Christ,
不管你是教导其他的基督徒，
or simply meeting with other men and sharpening each other in the Lord.
或是在团契里面与其他的弟兄们一起鼓励，彼此鼓励。
And here's the thing, we can preach that, but don't expect our children to follow us in discipleship if we're not doing it.
你可以嘴巴上面说，但是你不能期望你的儿女就能够跟着你这样做。
Number three, third commandment, lead fathers in healthy church life.
第三个，你就是你父亲要带领的家庭过着健康的教会生活。
Fathers, display to your children the importance of the body of the community of Christ.
父亲们，你们要让儿女们知道，有一个健康的教会生活是多么的重要。
There are no lone ranger Christians.
在基督徒里面没有独行侠。
This might be for the older generation. Do we all know who the Lone Ranger is?
你们大家知不知道那个独行侠那个电视影集？
Might have to explain that one. Lone Ranger was a hero back in the 1950s.He would save people, but he had no friends. He was alone all the time.
1950年那个时候有一个电视影集，他是一个英雄，然后他到处去救助别人，但是他总是独来独往，独行侠。
But see, the Christian life is not meant to be lived alone. The body of Christ is the people of God together.
基督徒不应该是独来独往，不应该是自己做自己想要做的事情，而是应该有一个团契的生活，一起的同工。
So fathers, lead your family into living within the life of the church, the community of the church.
所以父亲们，你们要带领你的家庭一起过着这样一个教会合一的生活。
The Bible says this.
圣经这样告诉我们。
For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For with one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many.
哥林多前书十二章十二到十四节，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。我们不拘是犹太人，是希利人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。
If one member,
一个圣灵，身体原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
The Bible also says, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together.
哥林多前书十二章二十六节也这样说：若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
You see, if you're not involved in the church life, the community, how can you live out this Bible verse?
你没有在一个教会的生活里面的话，你怎么有办法活出这样一个圣经章节里面的教导？
And also, fathers, what kind of model are you setting to your children on Saturday night?
而且，父亲们，你们要给你的儿女在礼拜六的晚上有一个好的榜样。
You see, if you're kind of passive about church. You're not really looking forward to church. Your kids will notice this.
你如果很被动，你没有主动的想要来参加教会的活动的话，你的小孩子会注意到。
If you're up late on Saturday night watching Saturday Night Live, your kids will notice that, maybe.
你如果到礼拜六晚上还看电视看到很晚的话，你的小孩子会注意到。
Prepare your family for worship the night before. Get good rest and get up early on Sunday morning.
所以你应该作为榜样，早早去在星期六晚上早早休息，预备心参加主日崇拜。
Commandment number four, fathers lead in reconciliation.
第四诫就是要父亲要带领家人彼此和好。
Fathers, if you sin against your wife or family, you take the initiative as the leader to make things right with your family.
父亲，你如果在世上得罪了你的妻子，得罪了你的家人，你要开头。
If you've yelled angrily at your wife, if you've lied to your children, be the first to confess that and make things right.
你如果很生气的向你的太太大吼大叫，或是你对你的小孩子很生气的话，你必须静下心来向他们先认错。
You see, if I promise Elijah I'm going to play basketball with him on a certain day and then I don't do it, I need to confess that I didn't follow through with my commitment.
So Pastor Scott, 如果没有花时间，如果他原来应许了他的儿子要跟他一起打篮球的话，但是因为其他缘故没有办法达成这个承诺的话，他会觉得不好意思，他会觉得需要到他儿子面前去向他认错。
And you know what? Confessing your sin to your family shows that you're a real person, that you're not perfect.
你在你的家人面前能够勇于认错的话，表示你是一个真正的人，你不是一个完全的人。
You see, we're all sinners, and we all need Christ's atoning sacrifice for us.
我们都是罪人，我们都需要耶稣基督为我们赎罪，使我们能够得救。
See, when you model this kind of confession to your family, it'll show your family that the gospel of Jesus has truly changed you, that he's forgiven you of your sins and has given you new life.
你如果能够在这样子悔改的事上面做榜样的话，他们就可以看到你真的是需要这位救主，而且你是从主这边耶稣基督这边得到救赎。
All right, commandment number five.
第五诫。
Fathers lead in friendship, Christian friendship, and accountability.
父亲必须成为在基督里友谊以及负责态度的榜样。
And this is similar to discipleship. Men seek other godly men to be friends with.
这跟门徒训练很相似。父亲必须要跟在教会里面其他一同追求信仰的人成为好的朋友。
Show your children, your family that it's good to have godly men to share your life struggles with or your life's joys. God wants us to live together in community.
你要让你的儿女看到在教会里面有这样彼此互相支持的男性朋友，是对我们的信仰的成长、灵性的成长是有绝对的帮助。
You see, Christian friendship provides accountability so that other men can help each other. We can help each other become pure before the Lord.
基督徒之间的友谊可以让我们彼此之间有更负责任的态度，让我们去一起去追求圣洁。
You know, I hear this saying a lot, but an isolated Christian is a dead Christian.
如果你是独立的基督徒的话，很多时候你的生命是死的。
Christian men, also be hospitable. Invite people into your home and show people the love of Christ in your own home.
基督徒弟兄们，你们应该要更好客，邀请更多人来到你的家中。
And also, speaking of purity and accountability, the big one today is men. Be in charge of your family's media intake. That means this little thing that you pull out called a smartphone.
父亲们，你们还要在家里面做一件非常重要的事情，就是你要带头负责控制家里面所有从外面讯息进来的纯洁的程度，包括小孩子使用智慧型电话。
The reason I bring this up is that today, with the internet, wow, so many bad things can come to dads, to families. Men, you need to protect your family from the evils on the internet. Although there's lots of good things.
今天在互联网，就是在 internet 上面有许多的东西，你当父亲呢必须要负起这样一个责任，来保护你的小孩，不要让他们受到 internet 上面所有一些不好的东西的影响。
So dads, you need to have a plan for your family. How are you going to monitor the internet? And also, how are you going to have accountability on the internet?
所以父亲们，你要有这样一个计划，要解释向你的所有的家人解释，你要怎么样子用这样一个方法来保护他们，来过滤 internet 上面的信息。
Number six, dads, lead in joyful and sorrowful times.
第七戒就是父亲应该带领家人经历喜乐与忧伤的时刻。
This is the big one, because you can set the tone for your family. Whether you're having a bad day or a good day, can you still show the joy of the Lord?
你必须在你的家人面前做榜样，不管你是有一天是非常的有成就，或是有很大的挫折，你都要让他们看到你在神里面，在主里面有喜乐。
You see, dads determined to live out this verse from James. James says, Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, knowing that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
所以各位弟兄们，你们要立志行出在雅各书一章二到四节所讲的这段信息。我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
We all know there's a time to laugh and there's a time to mourn.
我们都知道喜乐有时，忧伤有时。
But as Christians, God tells us in Romans chapter 8 that God is working all things for good.
那是在罗马书八章里面这样告诉我们。神让万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Now, of course, as men, we a lot of times we think, "I'm a tough guy. I'll never cry."
但是弟兄们，很多时候我们都觉得说我们自己很坚强，我从来都不会哭。
Christina has to tell me, "Scott, it's okay to cry. You can show your emotion."
师母经常会告诉牧师说，你可以哭，你必须把你的情绪表达出来。
What's the shortest verse in the Bible?
最短的一章圣经节是什么？你知道吗？
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
You see, the results of sin do bring great mourning. And fathers, you should be open about that, that life is tough because of sin. And we need to show even that emotion.
因为人的罪，所以就带出这样一个悲伤的情绪出来。所以父亲们，你必须要在适当的时刻表现你的悲伤的情绪，让你的儿女能够看到。
And fathers, also come alongside your spouse and your children when they're sad. You as the leader, comfort them in their mourning.
当你的家人、你的儿女在经历过这样一个悲伤的情况的时候，你必须在他们身边提供他们支持、安慰他们，使他们能够走过这样子一个死因的幽谷。
Fathers, just as our Heavenly Father comforts us in all our sorrows.
就像天父安慰我们的忧伤一样。
We need to comfort our families with Scripture, with Christ. We need to be that comforters for our families. Now, let's flip it around. Sometimes, and I find myself doing this because I'm in the business of ministry, we can be so serious about our walk with Christ that we forget to relax. You know, I had a seminary professor who said we can be so serious about our walk with Christ that we come across like this. Let me show you. God loves you.
那你有时候会如此的严肃，甚至在说神爱你的时候，你也是讲得非常非常的严肃。
Hey, chill out. Relax.
轻松，放轻松一点。
God's got it all in control.
神掌管一切。
You know, it's okay. And I'm a big fan, I'm a big believer in this. It's good to have a clean sense of humor in your family.
在家里面有一点幽默感是绝对是有好处的。
Don't go around with a crazed, anxious look in your eye. I'm serving God. And you're kind of like a robot.
不要一天到晚到处非常严肃的、非常紧张的告诉别人说我在服侍神，我在服侍神。你看起来就像一个机器人一样。
Look, our jobs are tough.
我们的工作是很艰苦的。
There's illness and death.
有死亡，有疾病。
There's conflict with others.
有经常会与别人有冲突。
But we know Christ has it all in control. We can rest in Him.
但是我们知道基督掌管一切，我们可以在他里面得着安息。
So dads, laugh with your families.
所以 父亲们与你的家人一同喜笑。
Tell clean jokes.
你可以讲一些有无害的笑话。
And remember, in the end, Christ will turn our tears into laughter.
要到最后的时候，神会让我们的眼泪成为欢笑、欢乐。
Commandment number 7: Lead in hard work.
第七诫，你要父亲要带头做勤奋工作的榜样。
God created the concept of work before even sin entered the world.
神他在创造罪还没有来到世界以前，他就先创造了工作。
Just as Adam and Eve were given the garden to work and to keep, we too are given our own gardens.
亚当跟夏娃他们在伊甸园里面，神交给他们掌管，神也让我们在掌管我们自己的伊甸园。
God has called us to be productive dads.
神叫我们要勤奋工作，要有成果。
Providing food, clothing, and shelter for our families, by all means.
使我们的家庭能够衣食无缺。
And we're to contribute to society, to the world, to make this a better place for God.
我们也要让这个社会因着我们的工作而得到帮助。
Your kids should be able to see a hardworking, honest, diligent dad.
你的儿女应该能够从你的身上看到一个勤奋工作。
The Apostle Paul says that he who fails to provide for his family is worse than an unbeliever.
保罗在提摩太前书五章八节说，人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾家里的人，自己家里的人更是如此。
Now listen, you may feel I'm lecturing you, but I'm lecturing myself, because we all fall short of this.
你虽然觉得 Pastor Scott 好像在对你在说道一样，但是他自己也是觉得他自己也是这样。
Number 8, lead in protection.
第八戒，我们要必须父亲要带头领导保护家人。
Now here's that word we said at the beginning.
这是我们在刚开始一开始说到的定义里面的一句话。
Now here, Dad, you need some godly wisdom for protection.
我们要求神来的智慧来保护我们的家人。
Do you know what kind of friends your kids have?
你必须要知道你的小孩他们的朋友是谁。
Are you protecting them? And instructing them on what is false teaching versus godly teaching.
你是不是告诉他们如何分辨什么是正确合乎圣经的教导，什么是错误的教导？
Are we providing and protecting for our kids to give them a Christian worldview so they know how to interact with the world?
我们是不是给了他一个基督教的基督徒的世界观，所以他们能够去分辨是非在这个世界上？
Now, I've done something bad a few times, too.
我许多时候也会犯的错。
When it comes to protecting your family, you also need to physically protect your family.
不光只是在意思上保护你的家庭，你也必须在实际上保护你的家庭。
You know, sometimes at night, when there's a loud noise around our house, somebody's got to go up and go find out what it is.
有时候你晚上在睡觉的时候，你突然外面有一大很大的响声。
Now, sometimes I admit I've done this. I've said, Christina, check it out. I'm tired. I've just lost my man card. No, husbands, as Jesus lays down his life for the church, the husband seeks to protect his family against criminals, against natural disasters, etc.
就像基督为了教会舍身，作为丈夫的你也必须要用你的生命来保护你的家人，保护你的妻子。
This means that even it's a godly biblical thing to make sure your cars are properly maintained so they don't kill your family on the road.
所以这是合乎圣经的教导，你的车子你也要必须让它按时的保养，所以它不会在开到半路的时候突然死掉。
Now some of this may seem overly practical, but we must not separate the physical and the spiritual. God puts these two things together.
这些听起来虽然是一些很细微、很实际的教导，但是我们不要忘记了，这事实上都是它属灵的意义。
If I'm caring for my family in a biblical way, I will provide for and protect them both spiritually and physically.
如果我保护并供应我的家人，事实上我就是能够在物质上面跟属灵上面让他们过着合神心意的生活。
And sometimes we don't know how to parent. We have no clue how to parent.
很多时候我们不晓得怎样教养儿女。
That's where we seek wisdom from the church.
所以我们从教会的其他人里面得着这样子的劝勉。
And from godly parents who have lived longer and have experience with raising children.
我们也可以从教会里面已经有经验的和神经意教导儿女的父母里面得到经验的传递。
Number 9, fathers lead in planning.Men have a vision for your family and a direction for the future.
所以父亲们，你们要让 对你的家里面有一个特别的意向，有一个特别的计划。
Just as Jesus shepherds and guides his church into the future, we too are to be that shepherding role for our families.
就像耶稣牧养他的带他的门徒他的啊他的教会，我们也要牧养带领我们的家人。
This means that men, take time to sit down with your family and have a discussion about your family's future and vision and schedule.
所以父亲们，你们要花时间跟你的家人一起坐下来，好好谈一谈这个家庭长远的计划是什么，神在你们的心意，神在这个家庭的心意是什么。
And men, as head of the house, you take the lead in planning family devotions.
而且父亲们，你是一家之主。你必须领导大家计划什么时候该做家庭的灵修。
Are you planning men whom you as a family can visit as a visit in the church? Who you can visit?
你也可以计划你一个家庭要怎么样，什么时候要去拜访哪一个家庭。
Are you leading your family to someone you can evangelize the gospel?
你是不是为着有计划要对哪一个特定的家庭来向他们传福音？
And we all know this from the business world, but it's true that good things don't happen haphazardly. You need to have a plan, a direction.
所以我们都从这个世界上的经验可以知道，事情的发生不是突然的，不是偶然的。
God, we're not perfect, but God does call us to run this race with endurance.
我们都不是完全的，神呼召我们是为了要跑这条属灵的道路，人生的道路。
And commandment number 10.
第十诫。
And this might be the most important for your spouses.
这是最重要的，特别是跟针对夫妻之间的关系。
Dad's lead in romance.
父亲必须要领导有合神心意的浪漫爱情。
And I confess, sometimes I'm bad at this.
我们都没有做到这点事情。
You know, I think Deacon Allen preached one time. You date the girl, you're really romantic, and once you have her, the romance goes away.
Deacon Allen 有一次在他讲道里面讲到说，你刚开始在追求一个女人的你。女性的时候有非常浪漫的爱情，但是到后来一追到手之后，这个爱情就走了。
Dads, you need to work at this.
所有的父亲们，你必须要努力来学这件事情。
Your kids need to see that you love their mother.
你的儿女们必须要看到你是怎么样子爱你的妻子。
Speak loving, encouraging words to your spouse.
你必须口中经常要说爱，有爱心而且鼓励的话语。
Hug and kiss your wife in front of your kids.
拥抱你的太太，而且要亲吻她，在你的儿女面前。
Yes, in front of your kids.
在你的儿女面前，没错。
Show them how much you love mommy.
让他们看到你是多么的爱他们的母亲。
Spontaneously bring home gifts for your wife.
而且要从有事有不时的就要带礼物从外面带礼物回家给你的太太。
And let the kids know, too, that there are times where it's mommy and daddy time, where we need to work on our marriage without crazy kids screaming in our ears.
所以有时候也要让小孩子知道说，有时候是父亲跟母亲独处的时间，所以他们可以在他们的婚姻上面能够更进一步。
Dads, date your wife.
父亲们，你可以带你的太太到外面去约会。
You get the babysitter.
你可以找一个看管小孩的人。
You make the time to work on your marriage.
你可以花时间让你的婚姻更加的美满。
And you know what, dads? If you do this, your kids will have a better understanding of how to love their spouses when they grow older.
所以你的如果这样做的话，当你的小孩长大以后，他们就会看到这样的爱情是多么的重要。
So those are the Ten Commandments of fatherhood.
这是十诫，这是 Pastor Scott 版的十诫。
Charter brought in two tablets. Stone tablets. But I want to conclude, all these commandments, we need to bring it back to one person. It's Jesus Christ. Whatever you do, dads, magnify our risen Savior, His glory. Live and speak of this wonderful salvation provided by Christ to your family. Point to the fact that this our wonderful Heavenly Father loved us so much that He sent His own Son to die for sinners. Keep pointing your family to the fact that Jesus lived a perfect life, then died a substitutionary death for sinners.
不断地提醒你的家人, 耶稣基督, 他从来没有犯罪, 他过着一个完美的生活, 但是他死在十字架上, 为了你我的罪。
Dads, keep telling your family that Jesus has risen from the dead, that he's ascended back to the Father, that he's alive, and all authority on heaven and earth has been given to him.
并且要告诉你的家人, 他不但死在十字架上, 而且他从死里面复活, 升到高天, 住在父上帝的右边, 将来要从那里降临, 把所有的荣耀与我们一同分享。
Dads, pray for and urge your children to repent of their sins and confess their need of Jesus.
父亲要继续地为着你的儿女祷告, 让他们能够为着他们的罪悔改, 能够回到神的面前, 能够得到拯救。
Show your children the need of Jesus' sacrificial death on their behalf in order for them to be saved from their sins to a holy God for eternal life.
让他们看到除了耶稣以外, 别无拯救, 因为只有耶稣基督牺牲的死, 才能够让他们脱离这样罪恶的捆绑, 得到永生。
And then show them, we're talking about family, that as Christians, we've been adopted into a new family with a perfect father, the eternal family, the church.
而且要让你的儿女看到,我们都是被收养的儿女,我们回到这样一个属神的大家庭里面,我们将来可以有一天可以与我们的父神同在。Show
them the amazing grace of God, that even though we didn't deserve his death for us, that he showered us with grace and love and with salvation for all who will believe. Some of you may not be fathers in this room, but there's even a more important family than your physical family. It's this family, it's the church, it's the eternal family of God. Fathers, mothers, you have spiritual children here that you can make a difference in their lives for eternity. All of us are parents in a sense. So let's provide for each other, both physically and spiritually. Let's protect each other, both physically and spiritually. And let us show the glory of Christ in our fatherhood and in our families. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, God, thank you for adopting us into your family. And God, may we first, to learn how to be good fathers, look to the Heavenly Father. God, if anyone in here does not know Christ as Savior, I pray that today they would give their lives to Christ today. We praise you, glorious Father. We look forward to being with you forever. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
How deep the fire.